Te Ōhanga Mataora, Bachelor of Health Sciences Māori Nursing Program at Te Whare Wānanga o Awanui Ārangi, is now supporting aspiring nurses in Te Wairoa. The program was launched there a week or two back, giving 9 local tauira the invaluable opportunity to pursue their studies within their own communities. Cherie Spooner is kindly with us from Awanui Ārangi. And Cherie, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei.
Morena, Dale.
This is a cool story. I like it because we've been talking about a lack of Māori nurses for a long, long time, and this is doing something smart, innovative, and ultimately is going to be beneficial for all of us. But without these nursing aspirants having to move out of their communities, talk with us for a moment how important it will be for those 9 who are studying nursing at Wairoa to not have to leave their hood in order to do so. Cherie, how important is it for them?
It's extremely important. 8 of the 9 are young mums. You know, we have low socioeconomic income. Our ability to travel to tertiary institutes to actually get training is limited. So this opens the door to allow them to stay at home with their families, with their children, and have education at their doorstep. It's huge for Wairoa.
Kia ora. Did Wairoa tunnel to the varsity or the other way around?
It was truly a collaboration from the start. It's actually quite a personal story for me. My mother-in-law was in Glengarry, the aged concern home in Wairoa, and she required hospital care. And 16 of the residents of Glengarry had to be removed from Wairoa and sent to aged concern facilities across the country because we couldn't provide them with registered nurses. So, you know, this was before COVID, and then COVID actually magnified the situation in Wairoa. So we have the whole country has a lack of registered nurses, but in a small town like Wairoa, that finds it very hard to entice people here. We made a decision as a tertiary institute and in conjunction and partnership with the Wairoa Hospital, with the district council, to actually try and grow our own in Wairoa.
Tēnā koe, Cherie. Is there any onus or obligation on those who study in Wairoa to stay in Wairoa, or is that something that hasn't yet been worked out? It'd be nice if they wanted to stay in their communities and help out.
All these girls are born and bred in Wairoa. Their roots are deep in Wairoa. Their partners all work here. Their children are embedded in the education system and in the community. So I don't know if... I have mixed feelings about that because I'm also supportive of our young ones getting out and seeing the world as long as they come back. So I'm hoping, you know, and hopeful that they will stay here and continue working once they become registered nurses. They've got a big 3 years ahead of them. We are wrapping them with as much support as we can. I'm really proud of Awanui Ārangi's vision to, you know, not increase the numbers every year. Our goal is to make sure that at the end of 3 years we have 9 registered nurses contributing to the community of Wairoa. It's not about us growing this program so, you know, that we're making an income of us. It's really about us servicing the need of a community. It will be their decision, but I know that these girls are very Wairoa girls.
Tēnā koe. How's this going to work? Will you have a tutor based in Wairoa? Will it be utilising digital Zoomies, etc., yeah, or a combo? Is there a physical learning space for these tauira in Wairoa?
So it's a combination. It is a combination at the moment. Our theory-based classes are at the Wairoa Hospital, and we Zoom into class in Whakatane. We have our lab classes based in Whakatane and in Wairoa with the support of Wairoa College, who has offered us their lab space. So lecturers from Whakatane travel down here to deliver labs. And the girls have to go onto campus 6 times a year. And that, you know, we've prepared them for that, so made sure that they got their calendars and their planning early. We have a lecturer based in Wairau. He delivers, Tauru Johnson, he delivers the te reo and tikanga components of the program, and he also provides them with partial care. So he has a secondary school background. So they are extremely lucky. They're extremely supported, and we are continuing to look for a registered nursing educator in Wairau. You know, trying to find a registered nurse in Wairau is hard. Trying to find a registered nurse that's also an educator is extremely difficult. But we're committed to finding someone specifically for them. But until then, Catherine Wilkinson, who is the manager, the don of the nursing program, has done an amazing job, you know, manipulating the calendar and the delivery and ensuring that these girls get the quality that they would if they were on the Whakatane campus.
We should be very proud of them, because at a time when we are reminded the health system is in crisis, that nursing staff are expected to work long hours, that the pay's ordinary and that many are upping sticks and moving to Australia, here's nine from Wairau willing to study in the nursing environment. Has it been difficult recruiting people amidst the sort of media climate that points to some of the difficulties within the sector, Cherie?
One of the difficulties that we are facing in the sector is that the health sector got a boost in money. And so, you know, nursing salaries have gone up. I don't know how much, and nurses may not like me saying that, but the education, especially the tertiary sector, especially Wānanga, did not receive a boost in income. So for us to keep our nursing staff at the Wānanga to be able to train nurses has become extremely difficult, because we are dealing with a sector who has had a pay increase, but we can't offer them the same. So that is our biggest challenge at the moment. If you've got a sector, a health sector that is struggling to, you know, to meet their nursing requirements, but you've got a tertiary institute that's not being supported to actually grow and educate nurses. So that is a huge challenge for us at the moment, is actually keeping our nursing staff employed with us on a much lower salary than what they would get if they returned to nursing. And it is something that I think the government needs to be aware of and considering.
Well, it's a good kaupapa, and I thank you for sharing some kōrero about any more updates from your position with Awanui Aorangi, Cherie. This is one focus, no doubt, the establishment of a learning environment in Te Wairau for nursing. What about other mahi you're involved in? Anything special on the table for you?
Absolutely. So at the moment, we're about to open our Awanui Aorangi office in Wairau. We have a vision to bring the Bachelor of Education to Wairau. We have 128 kaiāwhina that support our local primary schools, and we would like to give them the opportunity to actually become qualified teachers. So for Wairau in 2025, our hope is that we continue delivering the second year of the Bachelor of Nursing, and we start the Bachelor of Education with a cohort here in Wairau. So it's very exciting. And of course, we have all our other programs, our marae-based programs. We have the Bachelor of Māori Performing Arts that's been delivered here to students. That has been for a number of years. So we have a lot going on in Wairau, and I think it is something that that other rural areas are starting to ask questions around. So we've had South Taranaki reach out to say, you know, is there a possibility that we can bring these types of programs here? We've had north, up north requesting meetings with us to have those discussions. And so one of the things that I'm probably extremely proud of with Awanui Aorangi is that we are wanting to go and service rural areas that are not, you know, in the same position as those that are in urban areas to access quality tertiary education.
I think it's magic, and if it can go to Wairau, then it can go to the Hokianga, and it can go to Muriheku. So Awanui Aorangi is a kaupapa that's really reaching out to our communities, and I've always loved the idea of Muddo-based learning anyway, Cherie. I'm really pleased that you're prioritising some of this so that our people can still raise their families, can still support them as they go through kohanga and kura, and at the same time study to get a tohu, which will help ultimately the wider whānau going forward. Lovely kōrero. Thanks for sharing it about what's going on in Te Wairua with nursing. Ngā mihi, tuahine. Thanks so much, Cherie. Kia ora.
Okay, thank you. Hei kona.
Have a great day. Thanks. Kia pai tōra. You were 603 Leap.